Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming's first commercial-scale carbon capture plant completed at Integrated Test Center. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A new carbon capture plant has been completed at the Wyoming Integrated Test Center near Gillette. Built by Membrane Technology and Research Carbon Capture, or MTR, the facility will capture up to 150 tons of carbon dioxide per day from the nearby Dry Fork Station, a coal-fired power plant. The Gillette News Record reported this plant, expected to start up later this year, is the first commercial-scale facility to use MTR's advanced membrane technology. It captures 99.9% pure CO2 with a 90% capture rate, all without chemicals or large water and energy needs. Brent Andrews, MTR Carbon Capture President, called the achievement an exciting milestone in affordable, cleaner carbon capture. The U.S. Department of Energy backs the project, and MTR has received over 20 federal awards to develop its unique, compact membrane technology. Wyoming sees record early turnout for 2024 general election. In Wyoming, early voter turnout is on the rise for the 2024 general election. According to a press release from the Secretary of State's office, with absentee voting now open, over 76,000 Wyomingites have already cast their ballots, marking a turnout that exceeds 30% of registered voters statewide. This is a notable increase compared to the 2022 general election. Secretary of State Chuck Gray called voting a pivotal part of our republic and noted that turnout has been especially strong this year as Wyoming residents embrace early voting options. Wyoming's election officials are optimistic that these numbers will continue to climb as the election approaches. General Election Day is Tuesday, November 5th. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.